Thank you. I would like to respond to recommendation on trafficking in person issue that some countries have expressed their concerns. The Lao government acknowledged that human trafficking is a serious crime, a violation of fundamental rights and human dignity, especially against women and children. Therefore, the government attached importance in combating, preventing, and suppressing human trafficking at national level, with focal emphasis on the victim-centered approach in its protection and assistance efforts. In order to have a legal reference in implementing the said task, the National Assembly has adopted the law on human trafficking in the year 2015 and the penal law in the year 2017, which has stipulated the definition on human trafficking, which is in line with the protocol to prevent, suppress, and punish trafficking in person, especially women and children, supplementing to the United Nations Convention Against Transnational Organized Crime and the ASEAN Convention Against Trafficking in Person, especially women and children, one of which the Lao PDR is the party. The Lao PDR has completed the implementation of its phase of the National Action Plan on the anti-trafficking in person for the period of the year 2016 up to the year 2020, and is now the process of considering the third action plan for the year 2021 up to the year year 25 period. The new plan includes the further emphasis on the improving the policy, law, and international cooperation, preventive measure, prosecution of the trafficker and victim rescue and assistance, as well as state budget allocation along with the international cooperation campaign for the anti-trafficking task. In the effort to tackle the root cause of the trafficking in person, the government has adopted the preventive and suppressive measure as the main approach, aimed at the raising awareness on the danger of human trafficking to the society, especially toward the women and children, also create the better understanding on the risk of falling victim for the trafficking at the increased exponentially in the case of illegal migrant workers. The campaigns include the publicizing and the raising awareness on the population living in the border area and on the village considered as the high risk across the country. The publication include the various media such as the radio and the television broadcast, pamphlets, short film and drama, and other participatory activities. Furthermore, training sessions were organized for the members of the mass media and the printing press in order to enhance the advertisement capacity and effectiveness in the disseminating on the danger of the human trafficking and how to across the border safety legally. Thank you, Mr. President.